Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Some local veterans who served in Afghanistan are speaking out about the end of the war. They say the return of the Taliban was inevitable, but they're also disappointed that the government collapsed so quickly and that the U.S. didn't do more to help Afghan allies evacuate. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Kim Enderley served in the Army for 25 years before going to Afghanistan as a contractor. When she heard the news that the Taliban had seized the capital on Sunday, she started grieving.
I'm very sad. I'm sad for the people who lost their lives. I'm sad for the people that continue to live there, that had a taste, you know, for 20 years of what a difference they could experience, perhaps under a democracy similar to ours.
Enderley is now pursuing a PhD in history at UMass Amherst, but she was in the Pentagon when the planes hit on September 11th, and she played a role in developing the plan to invade Afghanistan in 2001. She returned as a contractor in 2014, helping to draw up withdrawal plans that were later abandoned. When the Biden administration announced it was pulling out, she recalls telling her uncle the end in Afghanistan might echo the end in Vietnam, when the U.S. led a chaotic evacuation in Saigon.
And I said, the problem is the embassy in Kabul doesn't have a helipad on the roof. You know, I'm a retired helicopter pilot, and I just, sadly, I could see this coming.
More than 700,000 troops served in Afghanistan from 2001, and many say they're crestfallen by the images of the Taliban taking power and Afghan residents desperately trying to flee. Andrew Carleen of Quincy says the Afghan government's weakness was clear when he served as a naval officer in 2012. Carleen recalls a meeting in which a junior Afghan officer asked his seniors why they weren't doing more to help the families of fallen soldiers.
We were lucky to be sitting next to a translator. He turned to me and he said, you know, who does take care of their fallen? The Taliban.
Carleen says he's glad the Biden administration is finally ending the longest war in U.S. history, but the chaos in Kabul is dredging up old memories of his time in the country.
I think the biggest thing for me is just thinking about my Afghan colleagues there and all the folks that are going to get left behind, because I think there was, whether it was, you know, underestimating the speed at which the Taliban was going to advance and the government was going to fall, I think there was a real lack of urgency in getting those people out.
Carleen also worries he may have inadvertently put people in danger. He took pictures of many Afghans as a public affairs officer for the military. Now he fears the Taliban might use his photos to identify American collaborators. And he wonders what could happen to them next. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.